Hello, this is Roger Carlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of June 3rd. So summer officially starts June 20th, but someone needs to tell my thermometer because it's super hot out there. So I hope you're staying nice and chill. Hope you're coming to the Edge District for all sorts of fun, refreshments, stuff to eat, things to do. Want to highlight Pridetopia coming up. So Saturday, June 22nd is our event in the Edge District. It's an official after parade party. So after the Pride Parade downtown, we're inviting everybody to come to the Edge District and celebrate with friends, family, etc. So a lot of our businesses are doing stuff all weekend long. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But we're really focusing on that 8 to late for the Pridetopia event that evening. So definitely come for all weekend long. Invigorate IV is our neighbor right outside of the district, and they have infusion. So you can get the B-complex, B12, all the different vitamins and things that you need to really stay healthy and recover quickly from a fun night out. So they've got that going on all weekend long with bites and swag and door prizes and just all sorts of fun stuff. So definitely check out Invigorate IV. Grassroots literally is rolling out the rainbow carpet. So they've got KT shots that they're going to be doing to benefit Metro Inclusive. They've got free Pride swag. They're going to be shooting t-shirts from the off the balcony. Danny Luna's going to be doing photography. They've got a Pride history map down their huge stairwell there, a dance-off contest, music, just all sorts of stuff. So definitely check out Grassroots Kava House. The Zubrick Magic Theater has its normal shows, and then in the evening, another group is actually renting their space and doing a comedy show. So the Unholy Comedy Show, both Friday and Saturday night, is at 9:15 p.m., so if you Google Unholy Comedy Show St. Pete, you'll be able to get more details. But that should be a lot of fun. Cecilia's Sweets, along with our neighbor in Grand Central, the Sunshine City Popcorn, doing their Poppin' with Pride. So both of those places are doing special Pride focus treats for the weekend. As far as shows and activities, Enigma Bar and Lounge will definitely be having DJs, dancing, drag shows, just all weekend long, and especially Saturday night for Pridetopia. We are going to have an info booth in the district from 5 to 11. So if you are in the district that evening and have any questions of what's going on where, come and find our booth on the roundabout, and we'll be giving you all the information you need for stuff going on for Pridetopia in the Edge. Our hotel, the Mint House, is the official host hotel for Pride this year. So definitely check out Poolside Friday and Sunday. They're doing activations there for their guests. And I think one of them might even be open to the public. So definitely check out the Mint House. Great rates for that weekend. Intermezzo Coffee and Craft Cocktails is going to have their lineup announced soon, but they'll be involved. The Atlas Body and Home Group always does an afternoon. So they've got a noon to 4 p.m. Pride Party at Atlas Body Plus Home. So they've got swimwear models, bartenders, music, DJs, drag show, and proceeds are going to benefit the ACLU. So if it's not apparent at this moment, the whole district is going to be doing fun all weekend long, and especially on the 22nd. A few thank yous to our sponsors for Pridetopia, so the Emerald City sponsors. Thank you to Bavaro's Pizza, Enigma Bar and Lounge, Alexis Gilbo with Raymond James and Arnold Eichhoff. Thank you for all of you guys. And then the Ruby Slipper sponsors, our flagship bank, Landmark Payroll, Grassroots Kava House, Serta Pro Painters St. Pete, Catalyst of Tampa Bay, Invigorate IV, and Douglas G. Jackson Law Firm. So can't do our big events without all of our people supporting us. So what a great community. Couple last events happening in the district. June 29th is the quarterly cleanup from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. So it's just 2 hours. Keep Pinellas Beautiful supplies us with all the things that we need. So we just ask our volunteers Bring a smile, bring a friend. We have everything else. Flagship Bank at 965 Central is going to be our host location with coffees and treats for us to keep us going. The restrooms will be available there. And just a great way to beautify the district, get a little exercise, and meet some new folks. The Rays homestand coming up is June 7th through 13th. And obviously, if there's any away games before and after those dates, go watch those at Ferg Sports Bar. Last but not least, for new eats in the district, my Get Hungry segment, She's So Crispy. Oh my gosh, I was in dumpling heaven this week. So they have about 8 different kinds of dumplings, whether it's pork, jalapeno. They've just got such truffle dumpling, all these different flavors. So 1431, that's our newest restaurant in the district. They have a little indoor air conditioning area. You can have an outdoor patio, backdoor patio, or just grab it to go from the kitchen around back. So definitely check them out. And last but not least, please go by and see Sans Market at 1037 Central Avenue. There are zero waste, and they're really concerned about sustainability and our environment. Unfortunately, somebody broke out their front window, and we're just asking the community to go shop, support, so that small business owner can recover from that really just mean incident from somebody. This has been News on the Edge. If you want to find out more about the Edge District, edgedistrict.org. Have a fantastic week.